So we came up with the idea that he thought he'd poisoned him, and then when he discovered he hadn't poisoned him, he'd be really happy, and then the doctor could walk in when he was around you, and he'd go, I'm so happy. Again, utter ruthless selfishness. No thought for this guy or his family at all. It's just, is he on the hook or is he off the hook? As I say, he's a terrible man. And I liked that episode a lot. When I saw it recently, I thought there were little bits in it that maybe could have been edited or be tightened up a bit. The stuff when they're standing around, when the guys arrive, the three people arrive for the meeting, and he thinks they're the undertakers, it's not quite clearly signaled enough. And so I saw one or two things in that I thought could have been better. But I still am very, very fond of it, because I love bodies in baskets. We had a wonderful ending for the dead body one, and we couldn't use it. The guy who died and who, you know, gets put in the basket and all that stuff, we thought it would be terribly funny if we'd established without Basil knowing that he had a twin brother. So after Basil finally got him in the basket, the twin brother would walk in and come up to the desk, and Basil would abuse his mindless practical joke. And we couldn't do it because there was no way of Basil telling the twin that his brother was dead. You couldn't do that in a comedy show. You see what I mean? So it was a great shame. It would have been too difficult mixing that kind of emotion.
Those little cheese footballs, don't you, my darling? Oh, isn't he beautiful?
Very attractive little fella. What is it?
He's a little shih tzu.
Really? Oh, dear, dear, dear. What breed is it?
Well, they're a lap dogs, aren't they?
A lap dog? Oh, how hard to imagine him stalking a reindeer, what?
Major, can I get you another one?
Why not?
Good. For you, Mrs. Chase?
Oh, nothing for me, thank you. The Prince would like a little saucer of warm milk, because it's nearly our bedtime.
Yes, Manuel will attend to its heart's desires. I'm afraid I'm lumbered with the people tonight. Manuel, por favor, el perro microscopico.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Price.
Good evening.
What can I get you?
Scotch, please. And I suppose it's too late to get anything to eat, is it? I missed dinner.
What did you have in mind?
Well, I rather fancy some sausages.
Oh, I'm afraid Chef would have locked them away. We could do you sandwiches. Ham, cheese, tomato.
Ham, thank you.
Right, I'll just arrange it for you. Basil!
Still?
Could you make some ham sandwiches, please?
Look, I'm...
Dr. Price.
Oh, of course. Yes, one moment, Doctor.
Here we are, Major.
Excuse me, phone.
Found another draft, have we?
We have to be very careful, Mr. Fawlty. He's not very strong.
Indeed, yes. A rapid movement of air could damage him irreparably. If only one could keep them in airtight containers.
He wouldn't be able to breathe, would he, Fawlty?
Well, he could try, Major. He could try.
No. She was the one he had with him the third time. The first one was the dowdy one, then his wife, then her, and now this Red. Oh, yes, that must have been lovely. Not much. They get less fussy as they get older.
Sorry about this.
Please, it couldn't matter less. We're meeting in the morning anyway.
You've had a long journey.
Mm. You get a good night's sleep.
Are you sure you're feeling all right?
Oh, fine. Just a little...
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, you get straight to bed and we'll pick you up here at 9:30.
We'll have a coffee and go into the MD at 10.
Fine, thanks, OK.
Right. Good night. Yes. Sleep well.
Good night.
Bye.
See you in the morning.
Yes. See you at 9:30. Sorry.
Harris? Oh, no, on his own again. Oh, no. I wouldn't have thought so. He watches the football. Number 8, isn't it?
Thank you.
Where are we? Are you feeling all right?
Not too good, no.
Oh, dear. Would you like a little hot something?
Oh, no. Fine, thank you.
Oh, well, if there's anything you need.
Yes, thank you.
Night. I said good night.
Oh, good night.
Didn't hurt, did it? Good manners cost nothing, girl.
He's not feeling very well, Basil.
You only have to say goodnight, dear. It's not the Gettysburg Address, is it?
Basil, when you're not feeling well...
Just two of the words, dear. Bring a little happiness into the world.
Excuse me.
Yes, Mr. Lehman, what can I do for you?
Do you think I might have breakfast in bed in the morning?
In bed?
Yes.
Of course, Mr. Lehman.
Oh, yes, we can manage there, can we do
that? Yes, we can. I'll pull you back.
Yes, is it your legs?
I'm sorry.
Well, most of our guests manage to struggle down in the morning. I wonder if...
A full breakfast or the continental?
Oh, I don't know.
Our chef does a very good full breakfast. Eggs, bacon, sausage, tomato, fried bread.